On Wednesday, June 25th, 2025, members of Acorn NB, a union that advocates for low and moderate income New Brunswickers, stood outside 501 Dundonald Street, a large apartment building in Fredericton, to raise awareness for the national AC for All campaign. Here's chair of Acorn NB, Nicola Taylor.
So we're on Dundonald Street in Fredericton, downtown, and today we're launching our campaign for AC for All. So this is to call on the provincial government to work closely with the municipal government to provide AC for low-income earners. We're trying to ring home that usually tenants don't have the control of putting AC in. It's stipulated a lot of times in their lease if they're allowed it or not. If landlords do allow it, often they put up rents, or they say we'll let you have it for between $100 and $300 extra.
Acorn NB member Rena Commonalia expanded on why Acorn is focusing on tenant access to AC rather than focusing on homeowners.
Like, having access to AC is now a necessity. Like, landlords, they have an obligation to ensure that the residences are livable, and part of that is that the residence is at a reasonable temperature. Summer happens every year, and we know that it gets hot in Fredericton, it can get hot in Fredericton. So part of having a livable residence should include having air conditioning to ensure that especially people who are susceptible to like getting heat exhaustion or heat stroke are able to live in their homes comfortably.
Rena also explained how not having access to air conditioning can have very real consequences.
Because of climate change, we're now getting hotter and hotter summers. We're going to have more days where there's these extreme heat weather events, which means that there's a higher risk for things like heat exhaustion or heat stroke, and you're more vulnerable to that if you have certain like medical conditions, if you take certain medications. So like not having AC, it just harms the most vulnerable people in our community.
Nicola provided some solutions and steps that Acorn NB would like to see all three levels of government take.
The federal government, they should be having an acquisition, some kind of fund that passes down to the provincial government. And then, of course, the provincial government should work closely with the municipal government to make sure that there are things in place. Another thing that they can do municipally is welcome in a bylaw, like a maximum heat bylaw, which we do see in other provinces, which means that they're not allowed to let their apartment reach a certain temperature in summer. And if they do, they would be fined for doing that.
Nicola also offered some less policy-based solutions.
We know there are some politicians who are not in government who are calling for cooling centres. We don't have such things in New Brunswick, so people can't even go anywhere to cool off. We know these exist in other provinces. They don't exist here. But even cooling centres are limited, because if you have disability and your mobility is not great, or you know, you're a senior, you find it difficult to get out and about, you're not going to go out to a cooling centre. So the way to tackle that is to have some kind of programme that offers AC in your apartment.
Luckily, other examples of programmes that provide AC in Canada already exist.
BC has this programme right now, actually, and they're offering free air conditioning units to people who already have pre-health conditions if they present a note or if they're a senior. So it does exist. So there's no reason that New Brunswick can't follow suit.
I'm Aidan Keenan for CHSR 97.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.